Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening from Honolulu, Hawaii. Game two of the Aloha Classic on the Hawaiian Islands. Northwest Missouri State will get it set to face the Harding Bisons coming up. The Northwest coming in with an 8-1 overall record after a loss yesterday, losing to St. Edwards. Harding comes in with a 6-2 record. They've lost their last two games, losing to St. Edwards as well as Southeastern Oklahoma State. I'm John Coffey. Be with you throughout this evening as Harding and Northwest Missouri State get ready to go at it. This will be the first game for Harding on their Hawaii trip, while Northwest got things underway yesterday. Harding tomorrow will face a team that's defeated them once, or a team that they've defeated once already this season in St. Edwards. So it'll be a rematch of a game played back on the mainland between Harding and St. Edwards tomorrow. But for Northwest, this will be the last game of their trip to Hawaii. They'll be on the islands throughout the rest of this week, just taking in the sights and things that are going on here after a couple games to start things off. Again, Northwest coming in with an 8-1 record, coming off a tough loss last night, losing to St. Edwards 59-50. In that game, they just really struggled from the field. They were 3 of 16 on threes for the game. They were out-rebounded as well and just didn't really have much of a chance to come up with some second-chance opportunities off of missed shots. But as we'll hear more from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, a case where they just really couldn't get things going offensively. And then on the other hand, just didn't do a very good job on the boards while playing some pretty good defense against St. Edwards yesterday. Again, here tonight will be Northwest and Harding getting ready to go at it, and they'll be tipping off in just about 20 minutes here at McKinley High School in Honolulu. I'll be back to have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu. John Coffey with you. It's Harding and Northwest Missouri State in Game 2, the Wahoo Classic on the Hawaiian Islands. Northwest Missouri State at 8-1, and Harding comes in at 6-2. Harding with losing their last two games, a loss to East Central Oklahoma as well as Southeastern Oklahoma State. That last loss, 67-64, a tough loss for the Bisons. And for Harding in those two losses, they really struggled from three-point range in both of those games. They were just a team that normally shoots right around 36% from three-point range. At home, they've been shooting just about 39%, but in their two road losses, shooting just 21% from three-point range. So I was really struggling on threes in their last couple of ball games. But a team that's got a pretty good inside presence as well. They're coached by Jeff Morgan, again, coming off losses to East Central and Southeastern Oklahoma. One of their wins against St. Edward's, a team that defeated Northwest yesterday 59-50. They defeated St. Edward's 79-62 just a couple of weeks ago, and they'll have a chance to play St. Edward's again tomorrow night here in Hawaii. And for Northwest, their first loss of the season coming at the hands of St. Edward's yesterday in 59-50 in that game. So Northwest looking to get back on the winning track, a 1-1 on their trip to Hawaii. When we come back, we'll hear more from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1967 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Bill O'Reilly came to the Northwest campus from Southwest Iowa as a non-traditional 23-year-old student and says he worked full-time while taking classes in Maryville.
I got a job out at Sherman Lightning Rod, so I made lightning rods all the way through college. But I was married and have a small child, and I wanted to get out. You know, I needed to get out. So everything was focused on trying to get out, and my goal was 3 years.
After graduation, O'Reilly mounted a successful career as a coach, including a stop in Clarinda, Iowa, and later entered the business world. O'Reilly says the instructors at Northwest played an important role in his life.
I wouldn't have accomplished what I did without my degree. And it meant something when I put my resume on the table. John, I never officially, other than my first, I guess my two teaching jobs, I never applied for a job. They came looking, and I believe they came looking is because of what I was taught and the way in which we went about our business.
O'Reilly recently established a $50,000 endowment for a scholarship benefiting juniors or seniors with preference given to married students from Iowa. He says he feels it's important to give back to the university.
It's not what we accomplish so much, John. It's what we leave behind.
1967 Northwest Missouri State graduate Bill O'Reilly, who now resides in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCullum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame show from Hawaii as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team gets set to face Harding University in game two of their trip out to Honolulu. Coach, let's go back to yesterday, a tough loss for Northwest, first loss of the season against the St. Edward's team that jumped out to the early lead and really never let you get back into the ballgame on Saturday.
Yeah, I had a tough time. I went back and watched the film. We actually guarded them a lot better than I would have thought. You know, they didn't score very easily. We couldn't score, and we got a lot of open looks that we generally knocked down, and we were a little sped up, a little discombobulated to be able to knock them down. So hopefully we can kind of get ourselves going again and regroup and be able to come out and play well tonight.
Really, from a defensive effort, you held a team that averages over 70 points a game to 59, so you held them under their average again, as you say, just couldn't get your shots to fall.
Yeah, we do a stat defensive efficiency. This was the third best we've had that year, and offensively it was the worst offensive efficiency. So we've got to be better tonight offensively. The big thing that I see, though, that you can control is it's the first time all year we got beat on the boards, and it's no coincidence that we got beat on the boards and lost in the same night.
Yeah, especially the offensive boards. You just weren't getting a lot of second chance opportunities.
No, they did a good job of boxing us out too. But yeah, we just, you know, they had a lot of long rebounds because they shot so many random threes, and it was hard for our guards to get around and get to them. And then offensively, we weren't getting around in the post to get us offensive rebounds.
From an offensive standpoint, how much of a factor was the full court press that they applied? Even on times when they wouldn't get a turnover, did you feel like the offense might have been maybe rushing things to just a little bit when you tried to set up the offense in the half court?
Might be. You know, it wasn't as on film. It didn't look very rushed. On film, it felt like we got quality looks a few times, just wide open, a few layups, a few, you know, just easy shots that we always make and just didn't knock them down. And then you got to rely on your defense, which we did, but you got to rely on your defense and your rebounding. And we didn't rely on our rebounding.
Now, you've got Harding today, a team that defeated St. Edward's earlier this season. But when you look at Harding statistically, it looks like a lot of what they do is predicated on their three-point shot. They shoot very well at home with their three-pointers. Their two losses really struggled from beyond the perimeter.
Yeah, you know, it's more of an inside presence that really gets them. They really go inside to the big kid, and he shoots about 70%. And then you fall in love with going in there defensively, and so then they kick out to the shooters who are open, and they knock them down.
And as far as some of the keys to the matchup tonight, what are you looking for here?
Just play hard, you know, get back to our basics of rebounding, really defending, really pressuring the basketball, and hopefully come out of here with a win.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back to have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
A Northwest Missouri State December graduate who is being deployed by the U.S. Navy for service in Afghanistan was surprised with a special graduation ceremony. Bryce Webb of Winterset, Iowa, was set to graduate December 14th with a Bachelor of Science degree in horticulture, a minor in biology, but learned he was being called to duty before being able to take part in Northwest Missouri State's winter graduation. Northwest Commencement Coordinator Gina Bradley and university administrators organized the ceremony after learning of Webb's change of plans due to his naval deployment. Webb says remaining in the reserves while pursuing a degree was a priority for him.
I mean, when I joined up, I joined straight out of high school, and I did 5 years active duty, and I knew that I wanted to come out of active duty and stay in the reserves and keep my military clock running while I still went to school, because I had wanted to open my own business, and this was just a pathway of getting the knowledge that I needed to do that.
Webb says the early graduation ceremony came as a surprise to him.
I'm still in shock. I was telling them when I was putting the gown on, I would have dressed up a little bit more had I known this. And I thought that I was just coming here for I've been in contact with Gina, and just I thought I was coming in for a 5-minute survey or something like that. And I wasn't even going to come in. She said, "Well, if you can make it, you can make it. If not," I said, "Well, how long is it going to take? 5 minutes? Okay, I'll make it in. I'll do the survey real fast, you know." I'm still surprised.
Northwest Provost Dr. Doug Dunham says he was glad to take part in the ceremony.
I think it's what distinguishes Northwest as a special place, is that we really do want to make sure that we honor and congratulate the folks who work so hard to get to this achievement.
Webb embarks on a one-year deployment and says he hopes to one day open his own landscaping business.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan,
660-582-3131. Welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu, part of the Oahu Classic. Northwest Missouri State coming in with an 8-1 record, and Harding at 6-2. Time to check the starting lineups. First of all, for Harding, they will be starting at one of their guard spots, Bradley Spencer, a 6'1" senior out of Lone Oak, Arkansas. averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Last year, he averaged just about that same as well as being a starter, averaging 13 points and 5 boards a game a year ago. Also in the lineup at a guard is Weston Jameson, a 5'11 junior from Edgewood, Texas. He leads the Great American Conference, actually led the Great American Conference in assist to turnover ratio a year ago, and comes in averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game, and also a very good free throw shooter as well, comes in with 32 assists on the season. At another guard spot will be Matt Walters, a 6'2 senior from Harrison, Arkansas, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Inside will be Hayden Johnson, a 6'6 junior from Phoenix, Arizona, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also, Zach Roddenberry, a 6'8 senior from Conyers, Georgia. He's a player that Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum talked a bit about in the pregame interview, averaging 21 points and 8 rebounds per game. Also, look for Adam Sternberg to come off of the bench, and he's played in 79 games, transferred from Arkansas State. He had 27 points and a loss to Southeastern Oklahoma State. He's averaging 4 points and 2 boards a game. So those are some of the players to watch for out of this Harding team for Northwest Missouri State. In their lineup, we'll have Alex Sullivan in one of the guard spots, 6 foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds per game. Matt Wallace handling a lot of the point duties. He'll be a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, 5 points and 3 boards a game. He comes in with 52 assists on the season. And D'Angelo Haley, a 6'3 senior from Detroit, Michigan, and a transfer in from Kankakee Community College out of Illinois. And for Haley, he is coming off a game last night where he just really struggled offensively from the field. He ended up with 8 points total on the season, averages 15 per game, and 5 rebounds per contest. Inside will be Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Firth, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. And also Dylan Starzl. Starzl, a 6'8 junior from Kearney, Missouri. He's averaging 14 points and 6 boards a game. He had 17 points yesterday to go along with 7 rebounds against St. Edward's, only player in double figures for the Bearcats in yesterday's matchup. Again, a tough loss for Northwest yesterday, a game in which they really struggled offensively, while playing a pretty good defense, holding Harding to just, or rather holding St. Edward's to just 59 points in last night's loss. But again, facing a Harding team that defeated St. Edward's earlier this year, 74-62. Northwest about to retake the court. Get ready for a tip-off here as Northwest and Harding will face each other here in just about 3 minutes or so. We'll be back at ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
3 Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football players have been named to the Daktronics All-America squad. Senior safety Nate DeYoung was named to the first team. Senior linebacker Colin DeBizer and junior defensive back Brandon Dixon were placed on the second team. DeYoung led the Bearcats with 7 interceptions. DeBizer was the second leading tackler for Northwest with 74 and had a team-high 9 tackles for a loss. He also added 4 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown. Dixon was second for the Bearcats with 5 interceptions, including returning 1 for a touchdown.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
is pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Honolulu. Northwest and Harding getting ready to go at it. Game two of the trip to Hawaii for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. The second of two games that they will be playing. Northwest 8-1 and Harding at 6-2. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, this is game two of the trip to Hawaii for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. The Northwest women will be back in action after taking last week off due to finals. They've got a non-conference game coming up tomorrow. Midland Lutheran will be the opponent, and we'll have that broadcast for you along the Bearcat Radio Network as well. 5:40 is a pregame time, 6 o'clock tip-off time from Bearcat Arena. Matt Gorder will have the play-by-play of that one for you again tomorrow evening right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And then both teams will have a little bit of time off for the Christmas holidays. For the Northwest Missouri State men, they will return to action then on the 29th as they will host a Central Methodist at Bearcat Arena, and that game coming up on December 29th, and then you look toward after the first of the year, then it will be back to MIAA play for both teams. They will travel to Joplin to face Missouri 7 in action on January 3rd, again in games which will be played at Joplin. So the doubleheaders to get started with MIAA play in full force coming up at that point. For Northwest in conference play on the men's side, they're 2-0 going into that action with Missouri Southern. But again, a couple more games to go before they get into MIAA play once again tonight with the Harding, and then on the 29th as they'll face Central Methodist. Northwest will be wearing their green traveling uniforms for this matchup with the black numerals trimmed in white. And for Harding, they'll be in their white uniforms with the powdered gold numerals and black trim. And they'll be coming out at midcourt getting ready for a tip-off here for Northwest. Again, they'll be starting Alex Sullivan along with Matt Wallace, D'Angelo Haley, Kyle Schlake, and Dylan Starzl. They're already out at midcourt getting ready for the tip-off. And for Harding, under coach Jeff Morgan, they send their starting five out. And once again, it will be Hayden Johnson on the floor along with Matt Walters, Weston Jameson, also Zach Roddenberry, the player that will be inside to watch for in that matchup with Dylan Starzl. And we're about ready to go here as Starzl will jump center and jump it up against Roddenberry. Roddenberry at 6'8", Starzl also at 6'8". Tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest as the Cats will go from our right to our left in this first half. Wallace goes off the right side, finds Haley, cross-court left side for Sullivan. Out to the left wing is Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line, hooks the pass back left side for Schlake. Out top of the key, Wallace wants the three at the top. It's off the front of the rim, rebound Sullivan, he'll bring it back out. Northwest sets up the offense once again. Wallace crossover dribble down the lane, tries to go into the left corner. His pass tip up nearby Matt Walters, who comes up with a steal, and that is his 12th steal of the season. Right side, Walters to the right wing. They go cross court with it on the pass for Jameson. Left wing pass for Johnson. Johnson out to the top of the key, Roddenberry. Roddenberry, dangerous player in the post. They got him out on the perimeter right at the moment. Johnson out front, goes to the free throw line. Roddenberry back to the left wing, and a whistle on a foul as they try to go back inside with it. The pass went to Spencer, then tried to go with the bounce pass into a double team. Foul coming up on Northwest. Dylan Starzl will get called for the foul. That pass intended, the elbow off the right side for Roddenberry. First foul of the game. No score. This game just underway as Matt Walters gets the inbound to Weston Jameson. Picked up by Sullivan out of Northwest man-to-man defense. Out front is Spencer. Spencer looks right side. Walters on the wing. Out to the top of the key, Roddenberry. Left side for Jameson. Drives a little runner on the way. Won't go. Rebound for Roddenberry. Crashes the board with one dribble. Turns and puts it up and in. Zach Roddenberry averages 21 points per game. Knocks that one down, and it's a 2-0 lead for Harding over Northwest. Walters into the front court off the right side, picked up by Jameson to Haley at the top of the key. Both teams man-to-man right at the moment. Low post pass for Slate goes up with a shot off the left side, won't go. Rebound in lane, Hayden Johnson for Harding. Into the front court, Jameson looks on the left side, finds Spencer to the free throw line, through the lane, drives right-handed layup, won't go. Rebound tipped by by Starzl, picked up by Wallace. A long pass down the left sideline, finds Haley, drives to the bucket, leans in, shot blocked away inside by Johnson, his 10th of the season. And the other way to go, a long pass knocked loose by Wallace, picked up by Spencer Dries, lays it up, misses the shot. Rebound tipped out of Roddenberry's hands, controlled by Northwest. Across the timeline, Sullivan to the right wing, pulls up, wants the three, off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound, Roddenberry inside. Fast pace to the first half, Northwest trailing 2-0. Into the front court, Jamison to the top of the key. Drives to the left wing, down the lane, pulls up, kicks it back out front, Roddenberry. Roddenberry, the post player, looks on the right side for Spencer. Right in front of the Bearcat bench, out to the top of the key. Pass goes to Roddenberry. Now left side, Johnson. Johnson at the elbow turns, takes a jumper from 15. Won't go, rebound to the lane, Northwest. Wallace with the board. Gaps from our right to our left. Wallace, a long pass to the right wing, finds Haley out top of the key. Stars over Wallace left side. Goes into the lane with the pass for Slake. Nice bounce pass. Spread of the needle through a double team. Slake goes up, misses the shot, but is fouled. And the foul goes on Hayden Johnson. That'll be his first for Harding. This will send Slake to the free throw line. Slake, a 47% shooter at the line this season, 7 of 15. 6'10 junior out of Firth, Nebraska. Eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way, good. 2-1 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. 17:30 left in the first half. Slake with the second on the way. Knocks that one down. Game's tied up at 2. Last night in the loss to St. Edward's, Northwest fell behind 8-0 and never led in the game. Across the timeline, Jamison for Harding. Out top of the key, Johnson. Bounce pass high post right for Roddenberry. Roddenberry, one-on-one with Starzl, kicks it left wing, and a three on the way, missed by Johnson. Rebounds for Sullivan, and now it goes to Haley. Haley across the timeline, dribbles to the left wing. Out front, Starzl, right side, Wallace to the right wing, Sullivan. Out front pass is stolen, and it's picked up by Spencer. Spencer on the steal, drives through a double team down the lane, lays it up, and a foul. So Bradley Spencer gets the steal. Drives down, it's the layup, and we'll go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play. Foul on the Northwest. And this will get Bradley Spencer to the free throw line. A 4-2 game, Harding in front of Northwest. Spencer trying to get the traditional three-point play. Left-handed free throw shooter misses the free throw on the rebound, Northwest. Haley goes after the loose ball. Gives it to Wallace. He'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Out front with the pass for Bryson Williams, who checked in during that dead ball. Goes into the lane. Gets it for Cozad. Back right side, Wallace. Back to Cozad, and the block's on the right. Turns, faces the bucket. 8-foot jumper. Takes a high bounce off the rim of the rebound to Matt Walters for Harding. They'll bring it across the timeline, left to right. Looks on the right side for Spencer, trying to go lower. The pass knocked loose by Slake and Haley. Haley will control. Gives it to Wallace. Northwest on the break. Wallace, top of the key. Right side for Williams. Back to Wallace on the right wing. Now front Slake. Looks left side, Haley. Looks low post left for Cozad. Cozad in the blocks. Takes a dribble into lane. Kicks it left wing. Haley up with a three-pointer on the wing. Takes a high bounce off the rim and hits the top of the backboard. And the ball will belong to the Harding Bisons. Harding and Northwest squared off in football just a few weeks ago. An opening round game of the NCAA Division II playoffs, a game that the Northwest football team won. Northwest men's basketball team hoping for similar results tonight. High post pass intended for Roddenberry. Tip loose. And Tony Cochran, who checked into the ballgame, chases it. He's on the left wing. Goes back low post left for Roddenberry. Out of a double team with Slake and Starzl. Kicks it back left side. Cochran, a long three. Good. Nothing but net. Cochran off the bench. Knocks it down. He's out of the St. Louis area and was a Class 5 All-State player a year ago as a senior. Out front left side, out of a double team. Wallace has the ball knocked loose. Double teamed with Andres Cavas along with Spencer. And Lee Cavas will get called for the foul, and that will be his first. And we got a timeout. Timeout with 15. Well, let's see. I think we'll wait just a little bit. So 15:37 left in this first half. Northwest trailing 7-2. They trailed 8-0 in the opener last night, losing to St. Edward's down now 7-2. And we're set to go now with Northwest inbound. Williamsville inbound gets it to Wallace. Wallace on the right side to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks right side for Williams. Bounce fast, low right for Slake. In the blocks, a double team. Tries to go up with a shot, knocked loose. Ball ricochets to Haley off the glass and good. D'Angelo Haley crashing the board. Had that ball pinball right to him, and it's a 7-4 game. Northwest Missouri State chilling. Right side, Spencer goes cross court left where Johnson drives as he goes into the lane. Ball knocked out of his hands by Slake. It goes out of bounds. Tyler Funk to enter the ball game for Northwest. Slake goes to the sideline. So Northwest now going with a little bit of a smaller lineup as Zach Roddenberry out of the game for Harding. Inbound right side, Spencer in the right corner. Dribbles with the left hand to the right wing. Goes low post with the pass. Tipped away by Cozette, but it goes back to Spencer. Brings it out front with the pass. Jameson goes on the left side for Tony Cochran. Out top of the key is Cavis. Now through the lane goes Johnson as he drives a travel violation, and the turnover will give it to Northwest. Now we got a break in the action. 14:53 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Harding 7-4. We'll be back right after this. A 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at McKinley High School in Honolulu, Northwest Missouri State trailing Harding 7-4. Cats have never led on this Hawaii trip, but down 7-4 early in this one. Now top of the key is Wallace. Looks left side for Williams. Low left for Cozad. Back to Williams on the left wing to the free throw line. Dishes back left side. Give and go. They find it. Cozad. Cozad puts it up and in. Cozad with a bucket. Now 7-6. Northwest Missouri State trailing. 14-28 left in the first half. Off the right side, Spencer. Brings it out front for Andres Cavis. And they go on the left and a travel. The pass went to Weston Jameson. Shuffled his feet before he tried to make a pass inside. Gets called for the travel. Now Bradley Spencer goes to the sideline, and Adam Sternberg into the ball game for Harding. 1 point deficit, Northwest Missouri State down 7-6. Wallace walks it across the timeline, goes left side Williams, trying to look low for Cozette. Now gets a screen by Cozette out high, goes right side for Wallace to Cozette. Pass is stolen away, stepping in front of that pass was Johnson. Across the timeline goes Jameson. Jameson back right side, Johnson on the wing. Northwest man-to-man defense, Johnson picked up by Funk. Look on the right side for Cavis. To the left wing. Line Sternberg out front and a bump and a foul. As this will go on Bryson Williams. Williams to pick up his first foul. Connor Kirker getting ready to check into the game now for Northwest. And back into the game, Zach Roddenberry for Harding. And let's see if that prompts substitution by Northwest. Cavis to the sideline. Northwest staying put as the inbound comes out between the circles for Jameson. Back right side, Cochran out to the top of key. Roddenberry looks on the left wing, finds Jameson. Out between the circles, Johnson looks on the right wing, gets it to Jameson. Out front, Roddenberry, left side, Cochran. Out to the top of the key is Jameson. On the right side, on the wing, Sternberg. Shot clock down to 15. Into the far right corner, a three put up. It rims around and out, taken and missed from that right side by Johnson. They fight for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Harding. 13:23 left in at the first half. Northwest trailing 7-6. Inbound goes left side. Jameson on the wing. Gets a screen by Roddenberry. Takes it to the top of the key. Left side on the wing. Cochran a long three on the way. Good. He's come off the bench and hit two straight threes from that same spot on the floor off that left wing. Nothing but net on each of those. now has 23 pointers on the season, and it's a 10-6 game. Harding in front of Northwest. Haley on the left side wants to go low for Cozad, and a foul coming up on Roddenberry, a hold from behind. Zach Roddenberry will pick up his first foul. Starzl and Sullivan into the game for Northwest. Sullivan, and now to the bench goes Williams and Cozad. Northwest down by four. Crocker getting ready to inbound. Baseline left side. Gets it to Haley in the left corner. Haley with a big dribble. Spins left in the blocks. Fadeaway jumper way too hard. Rebound. The putback by Starzl. Good. And a foul. This will be foul number two on Zach Roddenberry. As Roddenberry went up with trying to block the shot of Starzl after Starzl got the rebound. They'll count the bucket. Starzl with his first two of the game. Coach Eric Morales making the call. Roddenberry quickly to the sideline. That would get Nash Nelson into the game. Nelson out of Grapevine, Texas. Weston Jameson goes to the sideline as well. So a very short lineup right at the moment for Harding. Starzl trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor. Pull Northwest to within one. His free throw is short, and the rebound in the lane pulled away by Johnson for Harding. Across the timeline, left side goes Nelson to the left wing. Out to the top of the key, sets up, wants the three. It's good, and a foul. He was way out in.